Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Marty. It's nice to be in the midst of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the wonderful secret, the mysterious. Mike reminded me of Fred and sort of Marty. As I kind of see what they're saying, you know, and I can even almost feel what they're saying. And it reminded me of a friend of mine, and he was from Mexico. He died. And we had some beautiful times. I was going through some correspondence in my crow's nest. My crow's nest is my office where I do the study. I told this lady I had the crow's nest is where I do my study. I said, you shouldn't call it a crow's nest, you should call it an eagle's nest. I said, well, I'll call it a crow's nest. Paul loved the title prisoner of God. And I love my crow's nest, I'm going to leave it. Because I know the real place, far above all heavens, we're going to have a higher rank than a four-star general. I was just discussing that with Marie and Artis, giving them a break. We don't count four stars or five stars or six stars. There's no number of stars. And there's no one single crown that you wear. A crown has a prize of a high quality. It's not any single garland like they give a racehorse when he wins a race at a horse race. Because our race is not a horse race. It's a race towards the gold prize of a high quality. And that crown is not a garland, nor any kind of an ornament or type of adornment for your head. I'll tell you what it is. Many people don't know what the prize of the high calling is. I can tell you what it is. The prize of the high calling is a rank or position of eternal blessedness awarded to you when you complete the race.
That sounds great.
Amen. Sounds great to me. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what it is. It's still mystery. Still concealed. I love what the Lord conceals. Because it's looking forward to next Christmas Day, put it that way. Just to put it that way, in the child's point of view, the excitement and the anticipation, man, we're just like a bunch of kids. It's terrific. Here I am, 74, 75 already, acting like a kid, feel like one too. Maybe I am. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not getting older. My spirit is renewed day by day. We're going the opposite direction in the spirit, the new man. Ah, praise the Lord. Like I was saying, this fellow, his name was Carlos Araujo. What a man. This guy is great. And this was written on the 28th of March, 1988. I gave him the typewriter that he's in here. And he says, Dear Brother Eddie and family, you can tell he's speaks Mexican rather than English, but he does very, very good. And to know the mystery is another thing. It's amazing. Sorry it took me so long for me to answer your letter that made my name when I received it. It's like part of it. Isn't that beautiful the way God works? All of that. Thank you for it. I'm rejoicing because now that you are studying rightly, dividing the word of truth, a new and much more wonderful realm is opening to you. And it is not all. I like the way he says it. You know, we would say, and that's not all. Well, no, he says, and it is not all. Many more wonderful things the Lord is going to reveal to us. Reveal, he means. It's not a misspelling. That's the way you talk. Reveal to us. Like that new book that I sent you, and I think you already received it, maybe even read it. Well, I had already read it. It was a book by Welch, but it's got the little puzzle. He sent it to me. I really didn't like it at first. So then he says, advice. When you get to read about this, about the rapture, do not get discouraged or angry. I was tempted to throw it in the garbage. Do not do it, brother. The blessing is at the end of the book. A new concept about the rapture. So new and different that if you start telling the fundamentalists, they will send you to jail. At least. At least. Remember when my shop, I used to call it Chop. Remember when my shop used to be called the Chapel Tailor Shop? He was a tailor. I didn't tell you that. He was a good tailor, too. But anyway, he had all kinds of signs on the window, you know. Carlos Chapel Tailor. Well, brother, no more of that. My shop is not a chapel anymore. It is an embassy. That makes me laugh, because it's true. Only the people that have serious business can come in. Unless it's for tailoring, but no more idle talking. It is very significant that the truly epistles for the church, that is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, were written from the Roman prison, meaning that Paul, was completely alone. He means completely. He says he was complete alone. No fellowship with other people, no other company except the Lord himself. His presence at all times, and his wonderful revelations about the blessed word, filling to fullness the heart of our dear Apostle Paul. What an experience! Exclamation point. What an example! Exclamation point. Praise the Lord! Exclamation point. This kind of reminds me of somebody I know here in Muscovel. Well, by the grace of God, the same. No, not the same. But something familiar is happening to me. Amen. Besides that, he doesn't write this here. Well, we are supposed to be imitators of Paul. You know that yourself. Well, that's what he was experiencing. All the so-called Christians around here, they have turned completely their backs to me. They even do not walk on Palace Avenue, that's with his address, anymore. My sign in my window has been nothing but 2 Timothy 2:15. Anybody remember that scripture? Yeah. Can anybody quote it? How many can quote it by heart?
Work the day without vision.
Beautiful. Okay, he says nothing but 2 Timothy 2:15. And its light is so bright that they turn their heads to the other side. Right. But the Lord is so good with me, he says, that he has sent me some people from Chicago. I don't know who that could be. Maybe it was. Did Carl ever go to Santa?
It might have been the outhouses of Chicago.
Really?
Might have been. There was quite a few in that group there. Pretty good Christians.
Give me their name and I'll ask them if they know Carlos.
Okay.
Yeah. From Chicago, that belonged to the Berean Bible Society, and they have stopped at the shop, and we have had a wonderful fellowship. Some has even given me their addresses to communicate. I can just hear him say that. Communicate with me. It is so good to share the word rightly divided with people that believe and understand it. For his glory, there are not too many, but for sure there are many. A little bit about me, brother. In the last 2 weeks, my health has not been very good. They found in me sugar in the blood. Saloon. My wife Kika, that's his name. She's still working at Dillard's, doing the alterations. The business got bad after he got second Timothy 2:15 there. So she had to go to work for another tailor at Dillard's. And she was a wonderful seamstress. And she was a wonderful Christian believer. Just like Carlos. She was just as enthused. And she died too. They were precious.
When was that letter written, Eddie?
It was in 1988.
That could have been stamped out in Chicago.
Keep that in mind.
They were the Berean Circle.
Yeah, I'd like to get a hold of it. Yeah. And about Kika working for Dillard's, she has been a great help. He had a son by the name of Armando. Armando passed all the tests to enter the police academy in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he was a tall kid, about 6'6", smart as can be. And he's a good cop over there in Las Vegas. One of the good cops. And there's a lot of them. Like Carlos, he's a good cop. I better say that if I don't want to get okay, no, I'm just kidding. But there are good cops. I know that. Armando, I know two of them. Which is going to open in the next month. Pray for Armando to the Lord to open the door for him. Pray for Maria Lena. Seems that the Lord is not allowing her to marry a non-believer. And they broke up. And she is... So that speaks well about him. And it's nice when you get married to marry a believer. And that's what's so sweet and nice and powerful for the two back there who are soon to make that fatal mistake. I'm just kidding. You know it. Let me know if you receive the books and the other package of lectures that I sent you afterwards. In other words, I'm asking you to write to me again. The love of Jesus Christ lives in me forever. Amen. P.S. In writing with this, did you notice my accent? that was Carlos, you guys. Carlos Araujo. He's a very good guy and really thrills my heart. First convert. This transparency comes from the information on it that I typed. Comes from the alphabetical analysis. I just call it the analysis, or Welch's analysis, and that I've had for a long time. And the doctrinal and the practical. practice, portions are divided into two parts. The top part is called the doctrinal portion, and the bottom part is the practice points.
This here is practice, and up there is the doctrinal. And there's 7 points in each one. Mr. Welch was very accurate and precise about his writings, and was. And I'm glad that we have his interpreter and at PFT. What a guy he was. He reminds me a lot of Carlos. I mean, a lot of you people remind me of Carlos. I love him. You're a wonderful guy. The threefold charter starts in the top, and all of these points have threefold. Threefold, all of you that are speaking on the mystery, you can find your chapter there, and I can give you 3 items of what you're speaking on. Like Bob, you're speaking on chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. Okay? You are on point 3. Point 3. What's it say? Threefold there, point 3? Number 3? The threefold union. A, B, C. One is quickened together, raised together, seated together. I can hardly wait to hear Bob speak on it. And I promise I will not delve into your material unless it's just necessary to make my point, or in my talk, a parallel. But that's the only extent to which I will use your material tonight. If I happen to go too much into your material, stop me, I can go to another point. Really, I mean that. I want to do it right. Next. That's the practice right there. And they each have 7 points with a threefold division on each one of them. We're not going to discuss that any more than that. So let's go to the next one. The next transparency is a Greek word, oikonomia, with the accent over the iota in the last syllable. Oikonomia. Phonology, oikonomia. The definition, dispensation, or stewardship. Root word, same. The citations, Colossians 1:25, Ephesians 3:9, Ephesians 3:2, and 3:4. Okay, this brings up a topic that is very, very interesting. It covers from chapter 3, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 13, 1 through 13. I call that the parentheses. Okay, 1 through 13 falls under the threefold. The threefold, 1 through 13, here it is. Threefold equality. The threefold equality. Is ABC heirs together, members together, and partakers together. That's what this talk is all about. Most of it. From verse 1 through 13, you have what is called a parenthesis. Now, these parentheses have been extremely complicated, but it's not necessary for them to be that complicated. I call it parenthesis 1 from 3:1 through 13. that's the large parentheses from verse 1 to 13. The second parentheses is from 3:2 through 3:5. And the third parentheses is from 3:3 to 3:4. Okay, I don't think that's very complicated. Where it might get a little complicated is, if we are to read Ephesians 3:3-4, which is a parenthesis, and I explained that already. If we are to read 3:1, let's go there in your Bibles. 3:1. Okay, I'm going to give you different than the King James, a different version. This is like a lexical definition for every one of the words or points. But it does begin, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus. It's not that different. For you Gentiles, 3:1. There's a parenthesis in 3:2, so we will not read that. There's a parenthesis on 3:3, we'll skip. 3:4, we'll skip. 3:5, we'll skip. And we'll pick up, as you're supposed to, when you have parentheses and you want to understand the context, you'll jump from 1 to 6. I'll start all over again with 1. For this cause, I, Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, that the Gentiles are to be joint heirs and joint body and joint partners of the promise of Christ Jesus through the good news. That good news there is the dispensation of the mystery that God gave to Paul while he was in prison, and it's called the dispensation of the mystery belonging to the fullness of time. That's the good news. That's the gospel of today. All right. So that's where you take off to from verse 1. Skip all the parentheses, and we'll come back to those parentheses. Okay? Be with me on this, and then you'll catch it real good. Of which I became a minister, verse 7, according to the gift of the grace of God. Gift of the grace of God? Gift of the grace of God. I mentioned a while ago, grace. What was Paul given by grace? Gift of the grace of God, having been given to me, that grace was given to Paul. What was given to Paul? The dispensation of the mystery, the dispensation of the fullness of time, and the dispensation itself. All right, that's the grace Paul is talking about here. Having been given to me according to the working of the power of him. See, that's new revelation. And what I like about the Lord's revelation is that before it became revelation, it was concealed. It was mystery. See? Mystery, secret revealed, no longer hidden. Behold, there it is. It's the Lord. Okay. And here goes Paul again. To me again, the less than the least of all the saints, was given this grace to preach to the Gentiles. There it is again, to the Gentile. See? The unsearchable wealth of Christ. That's 3:8. 3:9. Let's see, where am I supposed to stop? 13. Let's go to 13. Nothing. Let's go through 13. 3:9 now. And to bring to life what is the stewardship of the mystery, having been hidden from the ages in God, the one having created all things. We read that a while ago. Started with Kai Otisai and ended with Kittisanti, which is all things created. It ended with Panta, Tota Panta, Kittisanti. Okay? All right. That might be made known now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, to the church, the multifarious wisdom of God. That's terrific. That's terrific. The multifarious wisdom of God in the Greek is polypoikilos. Kilos? Lots of wisdom. Tes Sophia is wisdom. Tu Theou is wisdom of God. See? That might be known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies through the church. Through the church. Through you folks. Through me. The manifold wisdom of God is being exposed to the rulers and authorities, the exousias and the what are they called in Greek? They're the arches, kai exousias, and in the epuranios, in the heavens. Okay? All right. That's 10. Now 11. According to the plan that they lay on to us. What plan? The plan that God gave Paul, the plan of the dispensation of the mystery, the dispensation itself, and the dispensation belonging to the fullness of time. Again, we're talking about the mystery and what God gave to Paul, and Paul is brave, smart, and probably even funny. And I didn't mean that, I meant that as a joke, which I shouldn't be foolish to do that. I take it back. According to the plan of the ages, which he made in Christ Jesus, the Lord of us. Verse 12, and then we're coming to the end of parentheses after this, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through the faith of him. Through the faith of him, Jesus Christ. Therefore I ask you not to despair at the afflictions of me, for you, which is for your glory. Ephesians 3:13. And while we're there at 3:13, let's go to the complicated scripture in Colossians 1:24 that Paul talks about. Just while we're there, in passing, now I rejoice in my sufferings on behalf of you and to fill up the things lacking of the afflictions of Christ in the flesh of me on behalf of the body of him which is the church. That's explained in Ephesians 3:13. Again, where it's a parallel. Saying, don't despair. It's because the afflictions of me for you, which is for your glory. The job that Paul did is a mighty job. Now, I'm not glorifying Paul. I'm glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, who has the power to bless that way. If you want to be an imitator of Paul, he can bless you that way. He can bless me that way. I want to be an imitator of Paul. Me personally. I pray to God that I can be as good as Paul. I know Paul will be standing probably first, maybe not first, to receive the prize of a high calling. That ever-loving crown we discussed with Paul of Omri. A beautiful crown. Not a crown for your head, like I mentioned to you. Not a garland for you to wear. But a royal rank and position given to you and presented to you in the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ. To you believers who have that goal, that scopan of the braveo, prize of the high call. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go back to the reading of 3. We read 3:1 and skipped over to 6 and read all the way to 13. And now we're going to discuss the parentheses on 3:2 to 3:5. Of Ephesians 3:2 to 3:5 reads as follows: If indeed you heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, having been given to me for you, and we're going to skip the middle of it, we're going to just read half of 3, that according to revelation, the mystery was made known to me. verse 5, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as now it was revealed to the holy apostles of him, prophets, in and by the Spirit. 3:5. That was Ephesians 3:5. And now we'll go to, let's go to Psalm 8, chapter, Psalm 8, verse 6-8. Could somebody read that for me? Can you read that for me, Mike? In your Bible? Anybody have it handy?
Psalm 8?
Psalm 8, yes. Look at your Bibles now.
Psalm 8.
6-8.
6-8?
Yeah.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas.
That's good. Verse 9 would be okay too, because it's pretty fitting, but we'll stop there. Okay, now look at your margin. Stay there and see if you can find Muthlaban there. Do you see it? Muthlaban? What does it say about Muthlaban there?
Me?
Yeah.
Relating to the death of the champion, Goliath.
Okay, keep going until you read.
Okay, the title, Song of David Concerning Goliath. That was in the Septuagint.
Does it say Muthlaban there anywhere? In your Bible? If anybody sees Muthlaban, keep going, Artis.
Well, it says here to the chief musician upon Muthlaban.
On Muthlaban, okay. Muthlaban. Thank you. But is it? Yours must say that. Okay, because it's in the margin of my Bible. My Bible's clear.
It does, but it's right at the bottom of the main text.
At the bottom
yeah.
of verse 8?
Yeah.
Right under verse 9.
Okay, that's wrong there. It should be on verse 8. And that Muthlaban is Hebrew for secrets of the sun. Secrets of the sun. And however, it's Hebrew now. Let's go to Secrets of the Sun. Let's go to Colossians 1:13, or repeat. I have to go to that because I know I'm not going to use that scripture. But Colossians 1:13-18. Because in him were created all things in the heavens and on the earth, the visible things and the invisible things, whether thrones or lordships, whether rulers or authorities, all things through him and for him have been created. That's what the church gets. Verses, and what I'm emphasizing here, are the things that are more excellent in the dispensation of the mystery. And in chapter 8 of the book of Psalms, also to emphasize that that scripture refers to the sequence of the Son in the mystery of Christ. Mystery of Christ, not mystery of the church, not this mystery. All right, I hope that makes sense to you. So, if not, dig into it, look into it, and you'll get enriched from it. Next. Mysterion is a form that comes not only in Mysterion, but it's Mysteria, all those inflections. We will discuss Mysterion. The root word is the same, it's Mysterion. It appears in Ephesians 1:9, Ephesians 5:32, Ephesians 6:19, Colossians 1:26 and 27, and Colossians 4:3. To define it as truth of God concealed, also revealed. How can that be at the same time? You might ask. Well, it's got to be that way. Because the truth of God, if it has not been revealed, it's still concealed in the rich treasures and wisdom of the Lord. It's still there. Until it becomes revealed, then it's no longer concealed. So you have been awarded revelation of the mystery. Every bit that you know today regarding the mystery is an award just for you from God. He gave it to you. And we should be abounding in thanksgiving.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Yes, I love that. Beautiful. Abounding in thanksgiving for the wonderful, wonderful gifts of revelation, yes, of the mystery. In this beautiful, rich dispensation of the mystery, belonging to the fullness of time. This is the last hurrah forever. We're not going to receive any more new Bible. The Bible's already done. And we receive the last. Thank God that we can sit here discussing what's going to the end of something great. We haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I'll tell you. We may have afflictions, yes. But together with those afflictions, the Lord promises surpassing rewards. And to you will be given things that you, above what you can think or ask. Yeah, above that, surpassing what you can ask or think. That's terrific. Yes, made known. Made known to whom? To whom God would make known by divine revelation, to all enlightened and empowered. See revealed truths according to his good pleasure, according to his dilemmatos, the word we learned a while ago. You've known it before. I shouldn't say that you learned it today. I know you've known it before. Because it's perfect will, dilemmatos. It's a perfect will. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, and finally received up into glory. Let's go to the other one here where I mentioned a while ago during the Greek class. Can anybody pronounce that? Let's look at the whole form. Any on the transparency? So we can see it. Well, I can. Maybe you can.
I can.
Okay. Somebody say that Greek form. If you recognize the letters, and watch what the accent is. Anybody? Thank you. Again. That's okay. Very good. Anybody else? What's the accent? Where's the accent? Over the Upsilon. The Upsilon sounds like it says soon. Soon. Melodic. Soon. As seen. Got it? Soon as seen. Okay. What does that mean? Here's the definition. As granted by God through spiritual revelation, insight that he gives you, insight that he gave to Paul, insight that he gives every believer, engrossed in his own crow's nest or library, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Perceive clearly, gain insight from the Lord, bringing together union as of two rivers flowing together. Together. Two rivers flowing together. Greek channel, English channel, into one tributary. How neat. It's like music. Melodic. I like that melodic. Thank you, Mike, for that. Bringing together union as of two rivers. Greek channel, other language channel, whatever the language might be. You can take the Koine Greek and study it, and you can put it in any language, not just English, Spanish, French, whatever. Anybody want to learn it? Take Koine Greek lessons. You can learn what God has to say. Coming into one, like two tributaries, coming into one comprehension. Ephesians 3:4, as to which by reading you are able to understand, soon as seen, the insight, soon as seen, of me, the mysterio of Christ, of which I spoke of you in few words before in Psalm 8, Secrets of the Son. Mutlabet, that's Hebrew, we even know Hebrew tonight. 2 Timothy 2:7. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you sunesim. He gave sunesim to Larry Dyer. Didn't he? Huh? Yes, he did. I heard some of those tapes, and keep sending me those tapes. They're great. I love hearing from him. Next one. You might say, how in the world are we going to pronounce this one? Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, this is uphill. This one is uphill. Okay. It's very easy. You can see Pleroma there. Pleroma there. Can't reach that high. Well, I've got a pointer. Can you see it? P-L-E. Play. Roma. Play Roma, that means complete or fulfilled. But let me pronounce it for you here. Te, you look at the syllables. Te, plegra, pare, meno. There's the accent of the epsilon. For easy, for facilitating the pronunciation, take the last syllable, meno. Plero fare menor. Pep plero fare menor. Pep plero fare menor. See it? Root word? Plero fare. A little easier. A little easier. You can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Definition. With a person as a subject, be brought to full measure, to be complete. Now you can accept that or reject it. If I were you, I'd accept it. I mean, I'd accept it. Full measure. Please. Citation, Colossians 4:12. Let's go to 4:12, Colossians. It's worth it. It's really worth it. Colossians 4:12. Who wants to read it? And then I'll follow with the lexical definition.
4:12.
4:12, yeah.
Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect, complete in all the will of God.
Oh, that's so precious. Okay, Epaphras. In the Greek, you would just put the Greek accent to it, Epaphras. Greets you. The one being a slave of Christ Jesus, always striving for you in his prayers, that you might stand mature and having been fully assured in all the will of God. That word right there, or that form right there, means that you might stand mature and having been fully assured. That's your fear. I will take that and store it in my treasures. And it comes from the treasures of the Lord. Amen. Here comes another good one. And another, and another, and another. Full of good ones here. I'm just kidding. We're going to go two more, and we're going to stop. I'm like a lot of you speakers. I like to close with a good note. And I'm coming to that. Yes, I'm coming to that. On the next one after this one. This one here, who can pronounce this one?
Susa.
Again?
Susa.
I can't hear you.
Susa.
Oma, there's an Ome. Ome. Say it like what it is. Omega. Omega. Sus Oma. Sus Oma. Now say it.
Sus Oma.
There you go. Mike.
Sus Oma.
Anybody?
Sus Oma.
Sus Oma. That's right. Now that is a terrific word. And there's only one great definition I'm going to give to you now. It means belonging to the same body. Belonging to the same body of Gentile believers. As fellow members of the Ecclesia. The one body of whom Christ is the head. There is no other definition for it. Suso. Not even joint body. Joint body is not a good definition. There's no such thing as joint definition. I mean joint body. Joint definition. There's no such thing as a joint body. Anywhere. Nowhere. Joint body? No. I can't think of anything that's joint body. But the definition for this is belonging to the same body of Gentile believers. Because Paul was given this form by the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles, and that's exactly what it is. It is a form for the Gentiles, believers, as fellow members of the church, or ecclesia. Can you say ecclesia?
Ecclesia.
Can I want to say that?
Ecclesia.
Yeah, it's just like, that's the church. Ecclesia is the church. With a definite article. Because there is no church like this church.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Like right here. Belonging to the same body of Gentile believers as fellow members of the Ecclesia of the one body of whom Christ is the head. That's the exact definition of Susan. There's in the world you can form a corporation and you have one body, but it does your soul. Or you can form a group of a mass body, and in the dictionary in English it's called a concorporate body. still not a sous-sol, because it's a corporate made by man, and it's defective. There's a non-corporate mass of people, even a church, I don't care what church it is, it's still not a sous-sol. See? I hope you get that. Any other, they call themselves church. All right, so they're a church. But it's not a sous-soma. This is where Greek comes in, and there's only one sous-soma. Only one. You're it. If you fill that definition, not it. Quick. You're belonging to the same body of Gentile believers as fellow members of the church of the one body, of whom Christ Jesus is the head. What a definition. What a wonderful truth. What a thing to say that you belong to that church. To the church. And not to some corporation or corporate mass of people. I got something here about that. Concorporate means to unite in one mass or body. However, this would be in the physical sense. Man's activity or pursuits of man, hence the conflict with concorporate and joint body. The power of the Word of God is manifested in the use of the Greek form sousoma, purely refined seven times, so that there will be any mistake, no error. It's an errorless form describing the church of which you belong, of which Christ is here. Is that good?
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to discuss, which we already jumped the gun and discussed it before, but I'm going to just add a few things that we left out. That was when we were discussing crown a while ago, Marie. For the sake of time, and for the sake of just making the point complete, I forgot one thing that needs to be covered, because we already know what a crown is now. But the point I want to make here is Stephanos. Stephanos is Paul calls his joy and crown and beloved in this verse in Philippians 4:1. And that's the chapter or book where the price of high calling is. Alright. Stephanos is almost the same as Stephen. But it's not Stephen. Because Stephen in the Greek is Estefanos. In Spanish, it's Esteban. It's almost the same. Real close. So, if you would put a capital E in front of Stephanos, you would be saying Stephen. Estefanos. You know who he is, don't you? I dare say that nobody in here does not know who Stephen is. And just to pin it down, he's the first martyr that was killed by unbelievers. And the Apostle Paul, held the cloaks and coats of those who stoned Stephen to death for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happened to Paul? He was taken out to Damascus, and he ran into a Shekinah glory. And that Shekinah glory, this is a good thing that I waited for the end. That Shekinah glory was a light shone round about Paul. Everywhere he turned, there was light. Everywhere, anywhere. Everybody saw that light, but not everybody heard the voice that spoke to him in that light. And that voice was the voice of Jesus Christ himself. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Is that you, Lord? Yes, why persecutest thou me, Paul? And then he gives him his marching orders. Paul was obedient to the marching orders. Just like we want to be obedient to the marching orders that Christ gave Paul. We're going to have affliction. We're going to lose friends. We're going to lose family. It's hard to take. We pray for those who have to put up with those afflictions. We pray for Armando, the policeman over there in Las Vegas. We pray for Maria Elena, the daughter of Carlos Carrasco, who's gone to sleep with Paul and all the others whom we love that are asleep with Paul, asleep with Stephen, perhaps a different calling, perhaps a different sphere of blessing, but nonetheless the same Lord. But we'll continue on ourselves, knowing that we have been rescued by somebody who has completed a wonderful triumph, Triumphusas. Legions and legions of strong, powerful beings held in captivity by a risen Lord. And he can hold him in captivity as long as he wants. Someday he's going to let it go and judge them. While the church continues on for all eternity, then we'll know the God who is all in all. When Christ is done his and completed his finished work, which he already sees finished. And you're there. You know how I know? Because I believe in the word sealed. You are sealed by the best into the very, very best. Body of the Lord Jesus Christ, of which he is dead, and praise his wonderful name.
Yes.
We'll praise him. Okay. He loves you. Adios, amigos. Thank you.